Again, welcome you to the Dream Team Prayer Line on tonight. Thank you, as always, for your faithfulness. So tonight we're going to be looking at Psalms 42. We might finish it tonight and we might not, but we'll see what the Lord says. So 42 and 1 says, as the hart, in some translations says deer, panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Over to verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Verse 11 sounds very similar to verse 5, but there's a difference. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? For I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. So as I begin to just look at this scripture and just, you know, meditate on what it's saying to us tonight, you know, the psalmist here is dealing with discouragement, depression, and if I could use for a thought on tonight, it would be, encourage yourself and hope in God. Encourage yourself and hope in God. So the scripture begins as a deer panteth, and the word panteth means longing for something or desiring something. And what the psalmist is saying, the same way a deer panteth after water, attributing it to him being thirsty, the psalmist is saying, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, the living God. So there's the comparison of this place the psalmist was in. He just found himself in a, I would say, like a disconnect. He had found himself in a dark place, a low place, and he was, you know, he just wanted to get back to the place that he was in God. So the same way a deer thirsts for water, that's the same way the psalmist longeth after God, and it's the same way he thirsted after God. So he got to a place, and you know, and you know, we say sometimes, you know, you really shouldn't talk to yourself. Or I'll even say, you know, it's okay as long as you don't answer yourself back. But, you know, if you look at this scripture biblically, from the biblical standpoint, you know, it's not always a bad thing to talk to yourself. Depends on what you're talking about. But it's not a bad thing to talk to yourself, because here we find the psalmist in that low place, in that dark place that he had found himself in, that disconnect, that separation from God. He began to talk to his own soul, and he began to say, why are you so cast down? Or in other words, why are you so sad? Why are you so depressed? You know, and y'all probably saying, you know, it's Christmas. Where is this coming from? As I said earlier, sometimes it's not the same way for everybody. The season itself, sometimes it just brings, and you know, it just brings memories. And I was reading, you know, I came upon something. It said something to the effect that memories can either be a blessing to the troubled heart, or it can be a blessing to the troubled heart as a medicine, or it can open up new wounds or even reopen the old wounds. What it does is it makes that pain fresh all over again, like it was yesterday. So here's the psalmist again. He's talking to himself, and he's saying, so why are you so cast down? You know, why are you so sad? Why are you so disquieted in me? And disquieted means an uneasiness or there's, you know, something disturbing going on the inside. There's a lack of peace, and there's an anxiety that's building. And so the psalmist is, you know, he just began to talk to himself. And, you know, sometimes that's what we have to do. We have to encourage ourselves with the truth of Scripture. You know, when we have to get to a place where we can just speak Scripture into our own souls. And you know, at the same time, what you're doing is you're reminding God of his word, and you're reminding God of his promises to us. You know, it doesn't matter how dark that place might be, or, you know, or that valley you might find yourself in, God can bring you out of it, and you don't have to stay there. So the psalmist is telling us to hope thou in God, and that's what he's speaking into his own soul, into his own heart. Hope thou in God. You know, I'm not going to stay in this place I'm in. He says, I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. In other words, I'm going to seek the face of God. Because if I can just get into the presence of God, if I can just seek the face of God, his countenance, that's going to make everything all right. You know, when I can get my focus off of my own circumstances, when I can get my focus off of the difficulties and the problems that, you know, we might be going through, and we can begin to focus on God and focus on seeking the face of God, things will begin to turn around and things will begin to change. So, I was saying that the verse 11 was saying basically the same thing again. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance. So now we've gone from the help of God's countenance to the place where, you know, I've gotten past that now. I've made some progress. So now I'm praising God for the help, or the help of my countenance, meaning when you can get into the presence of God, God just has a way of turning that frown into a smile. You know, we don't have to be down all the time, but it's going to take God. It's going to take getting into the presence of God and seeking the face of God and you know, and just growing in him. So what am I saying tonight? I'm saying that we don't have to stay in that place that we're in. There is a way out. You can hope in God. You can encourage yourself. You can speak into your own soul the truth of Scripture. The Bible says life and death are in the power of the tongue. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And when we can focus on the word of God and take our mind off of our own circumstances and, you know, some of the things we might be enduring or some of the things we might go through, you know, yeah, sometimes Christmas is hard for some people. You know, thank God we do have family, you know. Might not be that immediate family, but thank God he's given us somebody, you know, that's going to include us and, you know, and so that just to even get you away from your own situation. You know, my cousin asked me Christmas evening, he said, why don't you call out? And I'm like, no. I mean, to be honest, I choose to work on Christmas Day. I don't even request to take it off. I choose to work on Christmas Day. And people, you know, you working on? Yes, I am. You know, it's either that or you come home to an empty house. You know, at least at work the deputies are in and out. You know, we have some conversation. But, you know, I choose to work on Christmas Day. So I don't have to be here. There's something about that holiday. Thanksgiving has gotten better. Thank God. Thanksgiving has gotten better. But it's just something about Christmas. And year after year after year, you know, you find yourself, Lord, does it ever get better? Does it ever get easier? And I don't know who I'm talking to. I might just be talking to myself. But, you know, at some point in our lives, I think it's something that, you know, a lot of us experience. You know, especially when you, and I know everybody on this line has lost somebody dear and near to their heart. You know, and then the holidays come, and it's like I said, it can be hard for some people. But when we can encourage ourselves with the Word of God, and when we can hope in God, you know, we have to stay in that place that we find ourselves in, whether that dark place or that sunken place. You know, we don't have to stay in that place that we find ourselves in sometimes. And you know, like I said, thank God for family. I'm very grateful to my family. You know, immediate family, yes, we're scattered here, there, you know, and rarely ever come together unless there is a funeral or home-going celebration, you know. But I thank God for my family that God has given me. And y'all hear me crying. It's okay. It's okay. But I say to you tonight, you can encourage yourself in the Word of God. You can hope in God. You can hope. And I'm not talking about hoping in the outcome or what your circumstances, you know, are. I'm talking about hoping in the one that can allow that outcome to be positive. Because when you put your hope in circumstances, you put your hope in the outcome of what you might want it to be, might not be what God wants it to be for you. So you need to put your hope in God. You know, and I when I was studying, you know, I thought about David when, you know, I believe 1 Samuel 30:6, when, you know, David came a time in David's life when David had to encourage him own self. You know, when the Amalekites invaded the city of Ziklag, and, you know, they burned it to the ground, and they took captive all the women and the children. And when David and his army arrived to the city, and I'm paraphrasing, when they arrived to the city and saw that it was burned to the ground and all of the women and children were gone, some of David's own men began to turn on him. They wanted to kill him because instead of looking for a solution, they looked for a scapegoat. They looked for a way out. So, you know, and so the Bible says that David, instead of doing that, instead of trying to find somebody to blame, David encouraged him own self in the Lord. He encouraged himself in the one that he knew would be able to bring them through this and bring them out of what they were going through at that time. And that's why I said sometimes we just have to get to a place in God where we encourage ourselves. And the psalmist here, he didn't surrender to his feelings of spiritual depression. He didn't surrender his feelings to discouragement. But what did he do? He challenged those feelings before God. And he began to talk to his own soul and tell his soul to hope in God. To hope in God, and that he will continually, in spite of what he was going through, he said, I shall yet praise God for his help, for his countenance, for him smiling down on me, for him, his word encouraging me. Bible says, weeping might endure for a night, but saints of God, joy will come in the morning. I mean, when we get to those places, we sometimes just need to think back on the many prayers, I mean, all down through the year, we can ponder the many prayers that God has answered for us, the many situations and circumstances that he has brought us through. And more importantly, we can just think about the lessons that we learned in those circumstances and in those situations. And on the flip side, we can become our own worst enemy by speaking discouraging things to ourselves. Again, life and death, it's in the power of the tongue. Chronic complaining doesn't help anything. You know, whether it's a Blue Monday or, you know, the weekend is over, I got to go back to work, you know, just minor things we just find to complain about. You know, all we're doing is speaking discouraging things to ourselves and, you know, speaking defeat. We're not, instead of resting in the Lord, we're just wallowing in our own depression. We're just, you know, and, you know, sometimes I had to catch myself, you know, and you just find yourself wallowing in it instead of putting your trust in the one who you know is able to bring you out. So we need to guard our thoughts. We even need to guard our mouths from speaking so much negativity. You know, it's one lady that I, you know, I used to talk to all the time, and sad to say, you know, I had to cut it off because it was everything. Soon as you said hello, it was, you know, I'm just so sick. This hurt me. I'm just, you know, this bothers me. You know, nobody comes to see about me. Nobody does this. Nobody does that. And, you know, and I used to just ask her, where is your faith? You know, I listened to Minister Joseph on last night, and like, what kind of faith is that? You know, and now the same person, she calls auntie on a norm. And one Sunday I was there and I answered the phone, and it was the same thing. I answered the phone, and as soon as you get hello out, it's the same thing. It's like a vicious cycle of chronic complaining. And I'm talking about somebody that's been saved for a lot longer than I have, you know. And yet saved folk, you know, just like the psalmist, you go through periods of depression. You go through periods of anxiety. It's, you know, life sometimes just hands you those things. But, you know, how you deal with some things depends on, I was reading and I came across this, we're different people. We react in different ways to the same circumstances because what life does to us depends on what life finds in us. So your reaction is going to depend on what's in you. Is the word of God buried deep in your heart, you know, in your soul, that when these things come, yeah, you can speak life. You can speak truth back into your soul and live and be fruitful and be productive for the kingdom of God. So I just say to you on tonight, you know, those that I am talking to, those that might go through some of the same things that I go through during the holidays, you know, speak to your own soul. Encourage your own self in the Lord. Speak positivity. As long as God is for us, he's more than anything that could ever come up against us. Put your faith, your trust, your confidence in God, and then, like the psalmist said, I will yet praise him. I will yet give him glory because he is our help. He is our Savior, and he is the lifter up of our heads. Lift your eyes unto the hills from where you know cometh your help. Yes, it's good. You can talk to people that are strong in the Lord, you know, and they can encourage you. But like David and like the psalmist, there's going to come a time, saints of God, when you are going to have to encourage your own self. Might not always be somebody around for you to talk to, but God has promised, I won't ever leave you. I won't ever forsake you. I will be with you always, even until the ends of the earth. So God ain't going nowhere. And the word of God is here for us. If we would discipline ourselves to just study the word of God, there is something in this Bible for every situation we can go through in life. There is a solution, and we can find it in the word of God. Again, weeping might endure for a night, but saints of God, I declare unto you that joy will come in the morning. And you keep looking to the one. You keep looking to the one from where your help comes from. You keep putting your trust in the one that you know is able to deliver you and to bring you out. And build your faith throughout the circumstances and throughout the situations. Use those as opportunities to grow your faith in God, to further build your trust in him. Lean and depend on him. And I declare unto you tonight, he will bring you out. Encourage yourself in the Lord and hope in God. I think Isaiah said, when you hope in God, you won't be disappointed. You won't be disgraced. You won't be ashamed when you hope in God. He is the source of all of our joy. He's the source of all of our strength. And everything we should do, everything we do in this life, let it revolve around him. Grow in the word of God. Speak that word into your own soul. Hide that word in your heart. Let that word saturate your mind and encourage yourself in the word of God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, on tonight. We thank you for being such an awesome God. We thank you tonight for being such a loving Father. We thank you tonight, God, for every morning, God, you show us new mercy. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for your grace upon grace. And the word lets us know, God, your grace, it is sufficient. It will meet our needs. And we just thank you on tonight, God. Thank you for the favor, my God, that you've shown us all year long. Thank you so much, God, that you have not forgotten about us. Oh, my God, we thank you for being God all by yourself. And we love you, Lord. Oh, my God. Let nothing separate us from your love. We thank you tonight. Oh, my God, we give your name praise. We give you glory, God. We give you honor. The psalmist says, yet will we praise you in the midst of depression and in the midst of oppression and in the midst of discouragement, God. We praise you. Help us to speak your word, God, into our own souls. Oh, my God, that we will ever be lifted up for knowing you, God, to be the lifter of our heads. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, every person on this line, we thank you, God. Them that, yes, God, that have been, you know, down and out during the holidays, we thank you, God, for lifting us up. We thank you, God, for the family that you surrounded us with to keep us encouraged. We dare not take your goodness, God, for granted, knowing, God, that everything good and everything perfect in our lives, my God, it comes from you. Hallelujah. Help us every day, God, to continue to look to the hills from whence cometh our help, knowing, God, that our help comes from you. No other help, God, than we know. But, God, we thank you on tonight, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for just being such a loving God and being faithful. Oh, my God. Never letting us down, never turning your back on us. Hallelujah. But God, we thank you that you are a love God that's unconditional, a love God that's everlasting, a love God that we know won't turn your back on us. We thank you tonight, God, for the word says you so loved this world that you gave your only begotten Son that whosoever believeth on him will not perish, but we'll have everlasting life. And God, we thank you tonight for new life in you. We thank you tonight, God, that the old things have passed away and behold, all things have become new. We thank you tonight, God, as we present our bodies to you, God, as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable, my God, by the mercies of you. Because it's our reasonable service, my God, to give you praise. We owe you our praise. We owe you that much, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you so much, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, every person, every family that's represented on this line tonight. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord, as you encourage each and every heart, as you lift up, God, every spirit that may be down and out. Hallelujah, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you take us, God, to higher heights and deeper depths in you, oh, my God, that we learn, God, your word, and we learn to apply your word and to speak your word, God, into our very souls, that we would live, oh, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, encourage tonight, God, every person on this line, oh, my God, have your way, God, and every life that's yielded to you, that humbles themselves, God, in the presence of you, and under the mighty hand of you, God. Take complete control, God, of our lives. Order, God, our steps through your word. Make those crooked places straight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we would ever yield ourselves, God, to your will, to your glory. That you would ever, God, use us as we make ourselves available to your God. Use us, my God, to build your kingdom, to win souls to your kingdom, to make a difference, God, in somebody's life. To even speak a word into somebody's life, God, that will encourage them, that will enable them and let them know, yes, I can make it. Doesn't matter what I'm going through, doesn't matter my circumstance, doesn't matter my situation, but as long, God, as I can cling to you, I can make it. We can endure, we can persevere, we can be overcomers. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, through him who loves us. God, I pray for every name in our prayer box. You know who they are. You know what they're going through. You know what the need is. And we just ask you tonight, God, as I pray for each and every name in our prayer box and those on our prayer request list, God, and that you would just, God, meet them right where they are, that you would meet every need, God, that arises in their life in the mighty name of Jesus. You said there is no good thing you withhold from them, my God, that walk up right before you. And we ask you tonight, God, that you would meet needs. For you are the Lord thy God that promised to supply every one of our needs according to your riches and glory. And we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight. Encourage our pastor and our first lady tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, as we, God, go into, as you would take us into a new year. That being the will of you, God, as you take us into a new year. Continue to encourage them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to use them, my God, to encourage us and to teach us, God, what the word of you says and to teach us how we ought to live before you. Have your way right now, God, in the name of Jesus. All of them that are sick, going through, ask you, God, to bring healing tonight, bring deliverance. My God, give them victory over the things that they're going through. Help us, God, to speak positivity into our lives and to stop talking negative, to speak life and not death. My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God. We thank you tonight as you encourage us in your word, as we hope in you, God, as we trust in you. Continually, God, encourage us, my God, in the word of you. And we thank you tonight, God. We give your name honor tonight, God. For truly, Lord, you're so good, you're so merciful, and you're so kind. And where would any of us be tonight, God, without you? David said, had it not been for you, Lord, who was on our side, where would we be, God? We can't make it without you. We lean and we depend on you, God. Our trust is in you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you tonight, God. Thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you
tonight, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you tonight, God.
Yes.
Those that are not saved in our family, we pray tonight, God, that they would get to a place where they recognize, God, that they need you. My God, they need relationship. I'm not talking about God knowing of you, but I'm talking about knowing you. I'm talking about relationship. And the only way to get to know you, God, is to spend time with you. The only way to get to know you, God, is to get into the word of you and to learn of you. Help us, oh God, in our walk with you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, Father.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you tonight, God.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, we do pray.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
We bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you tonight, God.
Thank you, thank Jesus.
You,
Jesus. Thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We bless
again,
you,
again, I say thank you all for joining me on tonight, and pray that you've been blessed by the word of God, that you've been encouraged by the word of God, that, you know, God lets you know, hey, I can make it another day. You know, this too shall pass. The trouble don't last always. I can make it another day.
Yes.
You know, as long as God is holding my hand and he's holding me up, I can make it and you can make it.
Amen.
And I take this opportunity to wish you all a happy and a prosperous new year. That
you
will continue to grow in God and learn of him. And on that, I'm going to say good night. I love you. Be blessed.
Yes.
Be not hearers of the word, but go forth and be doers. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
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 Good night.
Blessed word.
Good night.